Welcome, my name is Jennifer. The political landscape is difficult for the Democratic Party right now. Largely because all the problems that are being solved are a direct result of the policies they campaigned on, enacted when they got any form of power, and championed using hysteria not fact. For example, they championed the idea of open borders until Americans saw what illegal immigration does to communities firsthand. Elitists in the Northeast no longer could ignore the ills that they associated with the border state residents, many of whom they viewed as lesser than them. No longer did the narrative that one is a racist if they supported the rational idea of border security and well-managed immigration processes. The challenge they will have is how can anyone ever trust them again? Now many of these Democrats are parroting the idea that an unelected billionaire is supposedly harming the fabric of American society by eliminating waste, redundancies, and creating savings that remain in the federal coffers. They are trying to lie and say that billionaires are getting the taxpayer money. Yet, they cannot show a single check that went to any billionaire. In the same manner, they are not fully accounting for how a lifelong public servant becomes among the wealthiest in American society. If it is by investing, then why are they staunchly against the fruits of investing? The hypocrisy is clear when for decades Democrat leaders have put in place unelected bureaucrats to intervene in many markets, create chaotic situations with rulemaking that was not logical, and, better yet, made these unelected bureaucrats judge, jury, and executioners by creating an administrative system where businesses, consumers, and the general public have to appeal decisions to the entity making that decisions and waste so much time before an impartial arbitrator could hear the issue in federal courts. Democrats have supported the idea of unelected czars to shape American public policy for decades. They are just angry that a Republican did it in a way that is clearly creating value for American taxpayers. Think about how clever the approach Trump and Elon Musk is taking in reducing excess levels of federal employees by creating win-win situations for both the federal government and the federal workers. While it may seem absurd to pay a person not to work, but the federal appropriations for these positions are already in place. Many of these workers are not really working to their full potential or in the full compliance with the promise they made when seeking these positions. So this gives the workers a chance to find a job they are willing to give an honest day's work. And the government can redirect these funds in the future towards more important priorities, like reducing our debt. An unelected billionaire that is creating value for the American taxpayer. Consider the fact that Trump does not accept his presidential salary. Remember he would donate it during his first term? So the narratives about these supposedly evil billionaires is proving to be another lie. Leveraging the skills of people who succeeded in one field to help create solutions in government is brilliant and something Democrats used to appreciate. The difference is that there is no apparent catch this time. Not a green energy subsidy or Hollywood tax credit if they promoted piece of legislation. Americans are seeing government become more affordable in a matter of a few weeks. And it is something we are not used to. Understandably, the Democrats are finding it hard to counter a president that is bringing resolution to all of the issues they created, and it is making them uncomfortable. And let us not forget which party is directly stealing from the hands of the American people in a congestion tax in the state of New York. Because we know other progressive leaders will eventually try to copy this under the guise of environment, children's future, and world peace. We are seeing change that we can believe in. And finally, the American people are getting a good deal.